campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, police have identified those three children and three adults killed by a shooter at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville on Monday. Kids killed included two 9-year-olds, one 8-year-old. Other reports say all were nine. The shooter, a transgender Nashville woman, shot and killed by police inside the school. Two, Wayne State University is suspending a professor who made a post on social media that suggests that protesters murder speakers they disagree with. President of the university sent a message to the campus community Monday saying they believe the post went too far. Law enforcement are involved. They are investigating. More on that story in just a moment. And number three, a group of Republican senators introduced a measure on Monday that would overturn President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The proposal, brought forth by Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, asserts that Biden's executive action favors a small group of borrowers and leaves behind Americans with other forms of debt. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. That's S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. SteveGruber.com or at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. This hour, Michael Lucchese joins us. He's got a piece in the Washington Examiner on Ukraine and Russia. James David Dixon from the Mackinac Capital, Michigan Capital Confidential from the Mackinac Center. He will talk about Michigan's coming energy crisis. And invite you to stick around. Hour three also brings us Dr. David Rainey from here at Hillsdale College. We'll talk about gun proposals and gun legislation here in Michigan, among other things. I want to make sure we dive into the story on this this Wayne State University professor. I believe the Free Press yesterday, I saw it first over at Reason.com yesterday, but checking timestamps, I think the Free Press might have had the story first. Wayne State University has suspended a professor who allegedly posted on social media that people would be justified in killing those with whom they have disagreements. University became aware of the post on Monday morning. The professor, Stephen Shaviro, works in the university's English department. A university spokeswoman declined further comment other than the message from the president, Roy Wilson. Free Press did not reach the professor for comment or was unable to. He writes about free speech on campus. Free Press confirmed with two sources the post was the one being scrutinized. Although I do not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes, I think it is far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down, the Post says. Goes on to say right-wing groups invite speakers to campuses to provoke a reaction from left-wing groups. Then cites a Jewish, Russian-born French poet who in 1926 assassinated the former head of Ukrainian People's Republic. And was later acquitted by a jury which found his actions justified. So, actually, the Post is here, and the response from the university president is here. Here's the original post by an English professor, Department of English, at Wayne State University. He says, here is what I think about free speech on campus. I guess, spoiler alert, he's not in favor of it. Although I do not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes, I think it is far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. This is the writings of a Wayne State University English professor. When right-wing groups invite such speakers to campus, it is precisely because they want to provoke an incident that discredits the left. And I guess murder does not discredit the left, if we follow the logic here, but I continue, and gives more publicity and validation to these reprehensible views than they could otherwise attain. The protesters get blamed instead of the bigoted speaker. The university administration finds a perfect excuse to side publicly with the racists or phobes. The national and international press has a field day saying that bigots are the ones being oppressed, rather than the people those bigots actually hate being the victims of oppression. This, again, the social media post of a Wayne State University English professor. This in the wake of the Stanford University incident in which the judge who was invited to speak was shouted down, heckled, not allowed to speak. You have a DEI officer get up and then scold him for being who he was and actually coming to campus and thinking that he would get a chance to talk at Stanford. The post continues here from the professor. In short, every time protesters shout down a racist or transphobic speaker, they are indulging their own moral sense of validity at the expense of actually strengthening the very bigots against whom they are protesting. And the big conclusion here, the big close, the exemplary historical figure in this regard is Sholem Schwarzbard, who assassinated the anti-Semitic butcher Simon Petlura, rather than trying to shout him down. Remember that Schwarzbard was acquitted by a jury, which found his action justified. Thus, in the end, saying even if you kill those with whom you disagree, jury might let you go. That's the full post from the Wayne State University professor. Again, he got right to the point in the first paragraph. Although I do not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes, I think it is far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobe, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. And again, following up in paragraph two, they want to provoke an incident that discredits the left. So in his mind, apparently, it is more discrediting to the left that they shout down a speaker than if they were to actually kill the speaker. The response from Wayne State's Office of the President. Dear campus community, this morning I was made aware of a social media post by a Wayne State University professor in our Department of English. The post stated that rather than shouting down those with whom we disagree, one would be justified to commit murder, to silence them. We have on many occasions defended the right of free speech guaranteed by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but we feel this post far exceeds the bounds of reasonable or protected speech. It is, at best, morally reprehensible and, at worst, criminal. We, Wayne State, have referred this to law enforcement agencies for further review and investigation. Pending their review, we have suspended the professor with pay, effective immediately. That a note from M. Roy Wilson, the president of Wayne State University. This, of course, follows a string of calls for violence from the left, including Jane Fonda getting on The View, pretty popular television show, and saying that, yes, killing those with whom you disagree, who are passing laws that she thinks are targeting transgender individuals, it would be appropriate to murder them, Jane Fonda said on The View. Seemingly very serious, but then later, of course, saying, no, it was all in good fun. It was just a joke. In the wake of what happened yesterday in Nashville, in which, again, police allude to the fact that a targeted attack at a school the shooter went to, the fact she was transgender, played a role. There's a manifesto. There's a theory that her identification played into the attack. Scott Bertram in for Steve Gruber Show.
I have always been a I-can-do-it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were knee-do. The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself. But then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me. Let me do it. Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay, which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, it's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask. From disabilitycampaign.org.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.